I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. Oh, how did we feel about Rose? I barely got it all in. in a week. Something wrong with me when it takes as long to talk about the show as to watch it. In fact, longer. I think I did like over 50 minutes and it's only a 45-minute episode. I've got a problem. I'm not alone, though. Earth2 Peter has written in and says he's on another flight, but only at 30,000 feet this time. He's gone from Sydney to Radelaide. Hello, everyone in Adelaide. I hope you've had a fun fringe and festival and things. It's probably still going on. It goes for like 14 years. It used to be every 2 years because they were too exhausted after one to cope with the next. And then they made it annual and everyone got upset. But now they're fine with it. It's Adelaide. They adjust to change. But yeah, Peter's last flight was London to Perth, and he's like, woof, this is a long flight. It is. It's like a whole day in the sky in one chair. Like, that is a lot of time. I mean, I've driven from Melbourne to Sydney, but that's only 8 hours. Like, it's like 20-something hours or something to fly from Europe to Australia. It's very far away. But Peter, Earth2 Peter says he's amazed that it's almost 20 years since Rose first aired. And he's like, so Rose was 19 in the show and Jackie was 39. That means Rose could have a daughter almost her age from the show by now. And Rose would be in her late 30s and Jackie would be in her late 50s as a grandma to a late teen. Good old South London family values. That's quite a judgment call. I mean, that's my family values. I had a one of my cousins was a 40-year-old grandmother. So, you know, I can't talk. And, you know, if I, you know, was that way inclined, I probably would have children by now as well. I was very, very reckless. I misspent enough youth for about 30 people. So Peter goes on, I love the dig at the Mirror. Oh, my God, the Mirror, the Daily Mirror. He's like, having lived in the UK for 10 years, it's very well deserved. Their website, updated this year, calls Shooty Gutwa the 14th Doctor. We all know he's the 15th. Like, that's factual error right there in your reporting. He said, given they have a special section for Doctor Who, you'd think they would get it right. My favourite story in the Mirror this week is that Stephen Moffat is back writing the show, that Russell T. Davis has got him on board. And it's like, didn't he say he would never do it again? I mean, you know, never say never. Russell T. Davis probably said the same thing. But he's got like a deal with Netflix and a deal with Amazon. And like, he's making all these shows. Like, there's that one with, I think he did one with David Tennant on Netflix and one with Peter Capaldi on Amazon. So he's got all these irons in the fire. And then he had his, like, the one with HBO with a time traveler's wife, which, you know, a lot of people watched and said, yeah, this feels like problematic and very River Song-y. so I've not watched it, but I've not seen the Eric Bana version either. But I like the guy, I like Theo James, who's the, you know, from The White Lotus. And I was about to say Bridgerton. No, he's in Sanditon, the unfinished Jane Austen novel, which had a woman of colour in it, a very wealthy woman of colour from the West Indies. And I'm sad it was never finished. Anyway, that's mirror chat. But yeah, the mirror, like, I'm sure they're going to print a Chris Marshall story about him taking over Doctor Who any day now. So Peter wants to know, why did Rose not freak out after Mickey's head was ripped off initially? Well, that is a good question. He's like, I don't care if you've been dating for an afternoon and they're a complete dud, but that would freak anyone out. It took a long time for her to react to it. Then again, how did she not notice he was plastic looking when she first got in the car? Nor did she comment on his dreadful driving. Yeah, I mean, this is, like I say, there was a lot of disbelief to be suspended. You need a crane to suspend your disbelief for a lot of the episode, Rose. Peter says, if I was on a date with someone, I would notice if their face turned plasticky and the air was extra smooth looking. Without having time to go to a Botox shop, I would assume that something was up. Yeah, like all of a sudden you're dating one of the Real Housewives. How did this happen? Why? Like I left the car and it was, you know, someone very regular looking. And I got back in the car and it was Lisa Rinna. I don't know why I'm dating a woman in this. Mysterious thing. All right. You leave the car with someone that looks like a regular person and you get back in, it's Baz Luhrmann. What is going on with Baz Luhrmann's face? It's really difficult to look at. I'm like, Baz, stop. It's weird. Yeah, I can't deal with Baz Luhrmann's face. I saw an article this week where his daughter, who's like 19 now, was talking about how everyone thinks her dad's gay. And I'm like, well, he's very flamboyant. I can understand people thinking that. So Peter's got a theory that the Time Lords really do look like humans. I know. Look, I'm happy for people to disagree with my theories. Like, they're not all good. Like, as soon as I said that one about the Time Lords not looking like people, I'm like, it wasn't that they didn't look like people. It was about not being descended from apes. And I extrapolated that out to them possibly being squids or something. But Peter says his reasoning about why the Timeless look like humans is that when Ten's having a nap for 40 minutes of his first episode, we hear the Sycorax speak their native tongue, and it's only when the Doctor smells the tea, he wakes up and Rose and everyone hear them speaking in English. But during this time, the Doctor still looks human. He doesn't change into anything else. That is a good point. Jeff on Patreon posted, congrats on the leg. Oh, yeah, because I can move my leg. If you hear any weird noises now, it's because while I'm recording this podcast, I'm doing some physio, which is to put my leg on a skateboard and bring it back as close as I can to me and then letting it go again, just to kind of stretch. So, yeah, I'm on a skateboard, guys. I'm gnarly. When my physio is like, oh, you'll need to get a skateboard from somewhere. I was like, yeah, there's one at home. She's like, do you ride a skateboard? I was like, oh, no. It's my fiance. He's gnarly. Jeff said congrats on the leg, and he says, as for non-primate time lords, do Gallifreyans not have nipples? Well, I mean, we can see that they have nipples, especially in the Lodger episode when Matt Smith's towel almost falls off. He does fall off at one point, I think. I think I tried to pause it. I've got a problem. But yes, do Gallifreyans not have nipples? I mean, we see that they have nipples, but do they have nipples? Mammalian genitalia, and if not, does the perception filter alter the bits to accommodate humans? You know, he was married to River Song. Oh, yes, let's not go into that too much. But, you know, they might have just held hands. Like, that. It's not like they procreated or anything. It's not like they, you know, did anything we might see in a zoo or in a nature documentary. They were just friendly. So, you know, you can get married and have a completely platonic marriage, can't you? Isn't that? I mean, that's how I see the relationship with the doctor and River, that he just liked. She was constantly fascinating, and he married her for so he would constantly be fascinated. That's how it goes in my head. That they, you know, there's no hanky panky on the TARDIS. I mean, there obviously was with Amy and Rory, but I don't like to think about that either. like it's a lot. Like it's yeah, it's a lot of people having kids and getting married in the Moffat era, and I'm like, anyone who complains about someone, you know. being gay in the data. It's like, what about all this procreation that's going on? How do you explain that to your kids? Anyway, sorry if this has been too grown up and someone's going to have to explain things to their kids. But, you know, it's like people, like animals in the zoo have babies. And when they get married, sometimes babies ensue. But I don't think the doctor and River, I mean, they're different species. It probably wouldn't have worked. Unless it would work like a liger, you know, that's like a lion and a tiger had a baby and that thing can't have other babies because it's too genetically dissimilar to anything. Like you can't even hook up with other ligers. It's like, is it donkeys? Oh, no, it's mules. One of them. One of them is a horse and a donkey had a baby and it can't then make more babies. It's genetically defunct. I forget how that works. It was from my biology class, which I did not finish. like in year 10 or 9 or something. I don't know. It was a long time ago. So, yeah. Anyway, I've distracted myself from Earth 2 Peter's message with a message from Jeff on Patreon. Anyway, there'll be more.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.